All right. Here's a little something for you. Kanye West permanently banned from Twitter. Just happened. Pink 13 years ago said Kanye West is the biggest piece of shit on earth. Looks like Pink had him figured out a long time ago. Unfortunately, the former president did not. A little embarrassing, a lot embarrassing, frankly. Ted Harvey here serves as chairman of the committee to defeat the president, and he says that MAGA Republicans like him are not going anywhere. Ted, I believe that to be true, but it's not been a good week for 45. That's for sure. Good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, buddy. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, you know, Kanye West and an avowed white nationalist supremacist, whatever the other clown was, who's working for Donald Trump these days? I mean, does he have a staff around him that vets anybody?
You know, that's what I've always been asking is this is a president who has Secret Service all around him. They've got to be checking every single person that walks through the door. I'm really surprised that I don't even know the other guy's name. I've never heard of him until this all happened. But I'm just surprised that Trump allowed him to come in, knowing how sensitive this whole topic is with regards to him and the 5 years that the Democrats have been calling him a racist. And the president is not a racist. So why feed into the propaganda that the Democrats have been pushing all this time?
But he did, and he knows what Kanye was all about. I mean, it's not been a secret. Kanye West has said unhinged things for a very long time. Why have dinner with him in the first place? It seems like very poor judgment to me.
I agree. I wish he wouldn't have.
But here's the
conversation.
Yeah, you write that a lot of Republicans are basically giving a sigh or a ho-hum to Donald Trump getting into the race for president. And it kind of seems to be true. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, myself personally, who said, yeah, I voted for him. I liked him. I think he was great. I think it's time to move on. I mean, that seems to be a pretty strong attitude among a lot of people that were strong Trump supporters. Now, if he's the nominee, I'm going to vote for him because the alternative is there is no alternative. I'm not voting for a socialist. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm not voting for Pete Buttigieg or any of the rest of the clowns. But with mistakes like this so early, how do you get there? And how do you get there without, say, Trump and DeSantis tearing the Republican Party to pieces?
Well, I have said for years that Trump has the most deep and wide political movement base of any president in my lifetime. And if he wants to run, he will win the nomination because they're not going anywhere. That base is not going anywhere. And
well, here's the problem. And I'm just going to lay it right out for you. It's a conversation I've had a few times recently, Ted, and you tell me how I'm wrong. I think that only Trumpers are more dangerous than never Trumpers. Because you've got a group of people out there, yes, he has great support, and yes, he's got enough support potentially to get through the primaries, most likely, right? Because he's got that 35, 40% support, so he gets through the primaries. But the people that say, I'll only vote for Trump, because if he doesn't get through, if it's a DeSantis or somebody else, I'm not going to vote for that guy. That guy's awful. I'm sorry. Ron DeSantis is not awful. And stop trash-talking every other Republican. And every other conservative. I'm sick of that. This singular mindset. I'm not a never-Trumper. I'm a guy who supported Donald Trump. I interviewed him in the Oval Office. I think he did great things for America. His policies were fabulous in most cases. For the economy, for the border, for our relations globally with countries we deal with, both enemies and friends alike. Getting NATO to pay their fair share and all of those things. But only Trumpers will only vote if it's Donald Trump. That's a death sentence. That you might as well just say, welcome back to the White House, Joe Biden, right now. That's a terrible point of view.
Well, when you say only Trumpers, are you saying that if Trump loses the primary, they won't support DeSantis?
100%.
I don't believe that.
I believe that 100%. I talk to people every day that tell me that. Of course I believe that.
I don't
that.
Believe that.
Well, come on,
I,
Ted.
I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't
need,
believe
you,
that.
You need
I,
to
I
get
think,
out and talk to more people.
I think that I travel all over the country every day. I'm jumping on a plane in an hour to go to Spokane, Washington. I do this every weekend.
Yeah, you need to go talk
country.
To people in the sidebars. You need to go to the small towns. You listen to what people say.
I believe watch the feeds on social media. I believe DeSantis is a rock star, and he will be the next president of the United States after Trump runs. But I believe that DeSantis probably will not get in if Trump continues to go, because I don't think he thinks he can win. He will do the mathematics, and he will say that Trump will win the early primaries because of the base that Trump has, and that there is no path to victory. And rather than losing when he has such a spectacular political career in front of him, he will choose not to risk it. And I think that because of the base that Trump has, Trump will win the nomination. And because of who the opposition is, Trump will be the next president. And I think that's the calculation that Trump is making. And I think that's the calculation that DeSantis is making as well.
Yeah, I put zero stock in polls anymore after the disastrous cycle. But, you know, polling from NBC News yesterday shows Trump trailing by double digits to Joe Biden if they were to run, and DeSantis even with Biden. So, yes, I think Trump will get the nomination if his base turns out. But the problem with the only Trumpers is, for example, in Michigan, 1.1 million people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 did not cast a ballot in 2022. That's a huge problem, Ted, and that's what really steams me. Oh, you talk this and that, you talk a big game, but when it's important in the midterms, you don't bother to vote. And that's a problem.
That's typical of every off-year election.
I don't care about that. They need to do better anyhow.
Well, that's reality. It doesn't matter who the president is or who they support.
Well, the reality is we've got a bunch of socialists that are still in charge. Anyway, I'm out of time. We'll talk again, Ted. Don't worry. We will for sure. But I'm up against a hard break, my friend. Thank you.
All right. God bless, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Ted Harvey. I'll be back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.